Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 167, part 1, God's Peace, Wonderful Peace. Today is Friday, October 1st, 2010. And welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota and located in Disciples Ministries, historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. If you live anywhere in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, be sure to call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. You can visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. Also, join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, YouTube, and Twitter. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at Pastor Paul's blog. There you're going to find scripture links within the messages. You can also email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. Join us every Friday for part one and every Sunday for part two of Pastor Paul's weekly podcast. For the month of October, these are the following messages: God's Peace, Wonderful Peace, Jesus Trusted in God to Deliver, Can We? Live Life Earnestly, Sow in the Wind, Reap Under Clouds, and Made Willing. So have a great month of October. We'll see you back here every week, both Friday and Sunday. God bless you.
This message is entitled, God's Peace, Wonderful Peace. And I think I got a little echo. John 14:27 says like this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Now, you know, we do a lot of talking about peace, and we sing about peace, and we protest about peace, stockpile arms to ensure peace, go to the psychiatrist and seek peace, maybe even stand in the corner in sort of a yogi position trying to have peace. We run to our daily horoscope in search of it. We save up for after 65 peace. We cheat for peace. We rob for peace. Doesn't that sound ridiculous? We kill for peace. Oh, that guy was out of my hair, and so we shoot him. I think we got peace that way. We might even go out and seek a word from someone in search of peace. You might even buy a lake home so you can get away from all the relatives. And they just happen to be driving by 200 miles up there by Brainerd or something like that. There's no peace. We run away for it. We leave our family behind, our job behind, our sour friendships behind. We're going to find peace. We leave sour love affairs behind, and we're going to find peace. And we leave kids behind. We run from job to job seeking peace. Run from one church to the next seeking peace. Might even seek another man or another woman. They might give you peace, or several. And say, no one understands me. Well, we wouldn't know if they did or not, because if they did, we wouldn't know it. We don't understand ourselves. And there's only one peace that you can have that passes all understanding. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And that's talking about the Lord's peace. And there is absolutely, positively no other peace that you can have. None. Outside of Jesus Christ, there is no peace. Well, what's wrong? We have been looking in the wrong place. Psalm 119 and 65 says like this, great peace have they which love thy word, and nothing shall offend them. You know why we don't have any peace? Because we're so easily offended. Why, you can just offend people with just the slightest word or the slightest look. But that's why we have no peace, because we're so busy being offended. Now, a lot of times we can be busy being offended. Well, who offended you today? And who offended you? And then we go on, well, you know what they did to me? Well, no, sit down, put the coffee pot on, let's hear about it. And we get into this thing of being offended. We don't have any peace, and we're waiting for a mate or a friend or somebody to offend us so we can be mad. Then we go into the realm of seeking peace, and we have no peace because we don't cause peace. Or, did you ever hear what she said about me? That kind of thing. I'll never shop there again. I've been shopping there for years, you know what I mean. And I've been here 10 years in this job, and who gets the position above me? That 90-day wonder, that's who. There's no peace. And I've been a good mom, and what do I get out of it? Sass, that's what. Great peace have they which love thy word. In the middle of a storm and the tempest of the world, there is a perfect calm, and it's in the breasts of God. And in the breasts of those who not only do the will of God, but who love to do the will of God. See, you can do the will of God, and you can grit your teeth, and I'm doing it, but you don't have any peace. You only have peace when you love to do the will of God. Now, that's the secret of peace, loving to do it. That's like serving someone, and you serve them, but you don't have any peace. But when you love to serve them people, when you love to raise your family and you love those kids, then you have peace doing it. But if it's a grind and you feel like a slave, and oh, when's the thing going to be over with? You're never going to have any peace. And so you see, you get robbed of your peace, seeking peace in places where it can't be. In your family situation without God, in the job situation without the Lord. No, perfect peace comes to those that seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these other things it says in the Bible will be added unto you. It comes to those people who love to do the will of God. A lot of times we don't love to do the will of God. We love to do our will. Well, we go to church and we'll do this and we'll do that. But when it comes right down to God giving us a ministry and saying, Lord, put within me a desire to do this ministry above all other things. And if we challenge that and God gives us the desire, and then the desire builds into the ability, you got peace. And nothing can shake it. Oh, there'll be a lot of people trying to shake it, see, because they're into sluggardsville. They're into doing nothing, and they have no peace, and they want to shake you up the same way. Now, that's the way it is. It's going to be in the end times. If you're happy and you're raising your family and you're happy, someone's going to try to shake you. What are you so happy about, Ruth? Huh? Well, you should be sad and you should be down. What's the cause for all this joy and why do you have peace? Why aren't you complaining? See, and they wonder about you. Well, then you can tell them. I have perfect peace. It passes my understanding. It looks like it passes yours, and let's just leave it go at that. They are at peace with God, these people, by the blood of reconciliation. And they recognize that. And they cherish that. And they say, well, I'm at peace because I'm reconciled unto Christ by the blood. Now, that should bring you peace. At peace, I said, with themselves, by the answer of a good conscience. See, your conscience answers you. You ask a question, and then your conscience answers you. At peace with all men by the spirit, I'm talking about, of charity. What does that mean? That means you're busy doing for others, giving your life for others, and you have that spirit of charity, and you're at peace. You know what? You can never satisfy yourself, and you'll never have peace with yourself trying to satisfy yourself. Now, you can take yourself and get yourself up in the morning, turn the chair towards the wall, and sit there doing nothing but looking at that wall, and say, this is what I want to do, but you'll have no peace, because self won't be satisfied sitting there. No, it won't. No, it'll have to find something wrong somewhere and it'll build up a great big case and you get all mean and mad because you're not living in the spirit of charity. And the spirit of charity gets up off it, puts on its clothes and gets busy doing something for God, don't you see? And that's where you get your peace and you'll have no peace until you do it. For one thing, your wife or your husband won't let you have peace sitting there looking at the wall. Are you hearing this? Now, I know there's people listening on the radio that have no peace. And why is this? They have not the spirit of charity. You see, the whole creation is so at peace with them that all things work together for good when they have that spirit of charity. And nothing can shake them. Seems like, when are you going to go down? Well, you can't go down when you're held up by the power of God and you got the spirit of charity. See, no external troubles can rob them of this great peace. No offenses. You just don't have time for offenses. You don't have time to be offended by this person or that person. You don't have to, you know, get offended by your conscience. You don't have to get offended by anything. You have this great spirit of charity. You have this great spirit that wants to go on and do for God. And that's where you have your peace. No stumbling blocks which are thrown in their way by persecution. No stumbling blocks which are thrown in their way by temptation, by the malice of enemies, or friends turn sour. Nothing they can see, nothing they can hear of or feel can detain or divert them from this course. Now, how do you know that? Because I've done it. I know that my peace comes from the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and nothing else is going to give you peace. Knowing that you're reconciled once and forever and for always and giving up your miserable life for someone else, namely the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where your peace is. It's a clearness of conscience, see? And I think a clearness of conscience is a help to, I think, comfortable thoughts. And yet I think we should observe one thing here, that peace is not so much affected as preserved by a good conscience and a good conversation. In other words, that helps preserve it, but that isn't what it's all about. The perfect peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because for the joy in the Holy Ghost will make it, nest nowhere but in the Holy Soul, it is the blood of Jesus Christ that brings you peace, nothing else. Now, you can say, I'm just going to get up this morning and I'm going to be peaceful. And I'm going to do all these things that will hold my peace. Hold your peace, people always tell you. What peace? Now, hold your peace. What peace? There is no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you see, you got to get founded in that thing. Where you get up and you're in turmoil. Or you get up and you have a little bit of human peace, but it gets shaken right away because it's just human peace. And you go out and you get shook by the kid, or you get shook by the job, or you get shook by the circumstance, and you're always getting shook up. And even they had a song like that, I'm all shook up. How many are hearing this? See, peace is, it says, by being justified by faith, we have peace in Romans 5 and 1. Being justified, and listen to it, by faith. Well, that's something you can't see. That's something you can't fully understand. That's something you're not meant to understand, and you can read all the books you want to about faith. It isn't going to make you any more knowledgeable at all, because, I mean, every kind of little animal and every little kind of insect and everything that goes and revolves around and just trusts in the Lord has faith. And they're not schooled in it either. And it says in the Bible, nothing shall offend them. In the original, the Hebrew, it says like that, they shall have no stumbling block. And 1 John 2 and 10 says like this, there is no occasion of stumbling in him who abides in the light. They beat him, it says in the Bible, they kicked him and they jeered at Jesus, and yet he was not offended. He said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Now, you're going to have people do things to you, and you're just going to have to say the same thing. They don't know what they're doing. You're going to have that same spirit that dwelled in Christ Jesus is going to dwell in you. And you know what it's going to give you? Peace. You know, when I was in the world and I was always seeking peace, I thought, boy, if I could just, you know, get a hold of, if I could relax, I used to think, I didn't say peace. If I could only relax, it seems like I'm always uptight all the time. It seems like, you know, my muscles are in go position all the time. You know what I mean? Sort of like, you know, I was always in a position of go. I said, if I could only relax, if I could only put my mind at ease, if I would only stop this warring in my mind, if I could only sleep. Well, I couldn't, I'll tell you why. Because I didn't have the perfect peace. And the perfect peace is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you in John 14 and 27. Our Lord here was about to die and depart from this world and to ascend to the Father. And so now he makes his will. And this is what he leaves to the faithful. Peace I leave with you. My peace unto you. I give unto you. Isn't that a wonderful gift? Yeah, I can remember when I was in the world, I would try to go out and drink and get some kind of peace. I would try to talk to people and get some kind of peace. I would try to, you know, get into my family situation and get some kind of peace. I would go here, I would go there, and I was always malcontent. I was always discontented, disconnected. I had no peace. Well, why was it? It was a worldly peace, something I tried to concoct myself. But Jesus says, peace I leave with you. Now, I see he was leaving. It says he was leaving. He was about to die. He was about to depart to the Father. He was about to ascend to the Father. And so now he makes his will and he says, this is what I'm going to give you. I am going to give you peace. Now, if you ever need anything in this old world, you're going to need peace. Say amen, somebody. Now, what a wonderful gift. Listen to it. Peace I leave with you. He didn't take it with him. Didn't have to send it. He says, I leave it with you. My peace I give unto you. And you can just rest assured that that thing is holding true right now. That testament of our Lord Jesus Christ still holds true. You have here in his own signature, and it is signed, sealed, and delivered in the presence, it says, of 11 apostles who were faithful, it says, and true witnesses to make this testament or will good. He died once and for all. Now he died, and now the will is good. It's just like when you get your grandpa or somebody says, I'm going to give you $10,000 or $100,000. What has to happen for that to happen? He has to die. Think about that. You know, there's a lot of people waiting around for people to die. They say, boy, I'd have peace if that guy would drop dead. I'd have his money. And so they're all upset because the guy won't die. God, when's he going to die? Thought he was going to die last year. He got double pneumonia. He's 90 years old. And he's up running around chasing buses. When's this guy going to die? How many hearing this? Do you think that brings you any kind of peace? Not a bit. No, you won't have no peace until you turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I want your peace. And to make his testimony, well, good, I said, he died once and for all, and now the will is in force right now. Because the testator, he died. Not only that, he rose to ensure that it was carried out. Now, I don't trust anybody to carry this out. I'll rise again. And I'll make sure that it's carried out. I'm going to the right hand of the Father. I died to make the will good. I give my testimony in blood. Now I go to the right hand of the Father, and I will rise again. I'll lift up out of the grave. I'll ascend into heaven, and I'll make sure that it's good. And so now all you blood-bought seed can have peace. And how do you have it? By simply receiving a finished work. The will was signed with his blood. He ascended to the Father, and he says, "It is done. It is finished. My peace I leave unto you." My peace, not the peace that the world has, but a perfect peace, hallelujah. My peace I give unto you. Now, shouldn't that just thrill the cockles of your heart? Glory to God, all you got to do is by faith receive it. Peace tonight is ours, and it must be ours. Well, if you won't accept it, well then, okay. Now, that's like, here's the will. Uncle Louie left you $10 million, and you don't receive it. Well, then you don't get it, do you? How do you get it? You receive it. And how do you get this peace out of this will? By simply receiving it. Because that he died, it put the will in force. See, it's so simple, it boggles the mind. And you can talk to people and say, if I only had peace. Oh, Brother Paul. Oh, God, I just don't have peace. Oh, I'm going crazy. I don't have peace. Why don't you receive it? Jesus died that you might have peace. And he says, this is what I'm going to leave you. The last will and testament, I'm going to give you peace. Oh, yeah, but I don't have it. Well, you didn't receive it. Well, how do you receive it? By faith. Well, should I go to school and learn about faith? No, you can't learn about faith. You just live it. You say, I receive it. That's faith. See, if you don't know anything and you receive it by faith, then you have more faith than you sit around and learn about faith to get it. See, don't you understand what I'm saying? The less you know, and the more you're childlike, and you simply receive it, glory to God, the gift of God, the peace that passes all understanding, the more faith that you have, you really have more faith by being a dummy. Did you hear that? Be careful when you think you know something, know nothing. No, now you can go to all the faith teachings you want to. And it boils down to this, do you receive it or not? Say amen. And therefore, and we go on, we got books and books and books and books and books, how to receive $1 million. You don't have to tell me, I'm no dummy. I just go, give me that $1 million. I receive it. And I receive the word of God also. I simply receive it. I say, God, I need this peace right now. You died for it, and it's in the last will and testament, and I receive it. Well, I was getting kind of quiet on the radio because there's a whole lot of people that can't receive it. They're trying to understand with their own frontal lobes what peace is, and peace is a God, and don't try to understand God. Simply receive that which he wants to give to you and has given to you. What a beautiful donation. My peace. Whew. Did you ever go a whole day with no peace? And then you said, oh God, I'm just so upset. What's wrong? Oh, I'm just so upset. This happened and that happened. And oh my God, is it ever going to straighten out? And this happened and that happened. And I couldn't sleep because I was afraid of what was going to happen the next day. And I was thinking about what happened the day before. And oh my God, I just can't have no peace. I'm going screaming, Ninny, mine! Ah! Well, you listening on the radio, let me tell you something. What you got to do is just simply receive it. Don't you see? Here it is, my peace. And you receive it. Isn't that right? Babies do that. They're in their crib. Wah! 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 And you hold them. And they receive the peace. Don't they? Did they ask you questions? No, they just receive it. What is this that you're doing? Why are you holding me? Why are you jamming this pacifier in my lips? Explain this. Send me to a teaching. I want to learn. I want to get into the higher school of learning. No! He's going to suck that bottle dry and say, glory to God, I receive. Is that plain enough? My God. Huh? Is that plain enough? Oh, That's too simple. Okay, let's complicate it then, huh? Don't we love to complicate things? No, receive as a child. Understand that? Just receive it. I mean, you know, even if you just, you're going crazy. See, God, I'm going crazy. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. Just lay down if you have to. Get an old dirty blue blanket. Return back there. Put your thumb in your mouth and say, I receive. Go as a child. Play the part if you have to. But lay down and seek God. My peace I give unto you. You said you're going to give me peace. I receive it. Doesn't a kid say that? You said you're going to give me a bottle. Well, does he argue with you when you bring it? No. He sticks it in his face and lays down on the Davenport and crosses it. What's he doing with the bottle anyway? He's 4 years old. Did you hear what I said? He receives it. And that's what you have to do. What a beautiful donation to you and I. My peace. It says in the Bible, God has made a league of peace between his people and the whole of the universe. Listen to what he says. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. In other words, you shall be in tune. Now, when you're in tune, you know what I mean? When you're in tune to God, and you're open to receiving from God, everything is going to turn to good, the Bible says. Now, providence has made once a strange seem to work counter to our welfare, has now become peace with us. Now we're at peace with people. Now, you know, before I was saved, I wasn't at peace with people. My God, I would go to work and I was so grumpy. I wouldn't be that way with my family. It was a funny thing. But when I would get down to work and I had to be in that place and someone would come and ask me a question, I'd say, don't ask me anything till after 10 o'clock, okay? And after 10 o'clock, I was fine. But see, we started work at 6 o'clock. Half a day was gone already. No, what was my problem? No peace. Didn't want anybody bothering me. See, he has left us with a peace for others, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We have enough. Now, say that you're running a little short on peace. See, well, here's a guy that's running kind of high in it this day. And you just give some of your peace to him. Don't we do that? Shouldn't you do that? God, I don't know. How's it going? Oh, man, rotten. I don't know. This happened and that happened. Well, let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Sounds like you need a little peace. And you pray together. And you share together. And it sort of rubs off. You give them your peace. And don't you get peaceful? You talk to somebody and then they say, well, you know, this happened to me and that happened to me. And you get peace from it. It's called a testimony. It's called sharing. It's called, you know, peace. Give each other peace. Well, sometimes people don't give each other peace. They give each other war. Okay, you want war? Okay, you're going to get war. You're going to have 2 weeks of war. All right? You're going to have 3 weeks of war. I'll go a month. I'll go 2 months. I'll go 6 months. And that's the way they live. Seeing who can be at war the longest. Holding out. And they have no peace. I don't know how many people I've talked to. I said, well, I'm like, why are you going on? Like, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that you have to make up and do all this kind of thing, but why don't you be at peace with one another? Say amen, somebody. Actually, at war for months and months and months. Make your peace. No. Not by the hair of your really chin chin. I'm going to stay stubborn. I'm going to stay that way for months, years maybe even. Go that way. You know, there's people like that. Say amen. Get away from them. God, hey, did you hear what I said? Run! Take off! Well, let's go on with this peace message. Look at the two kinds of peace tonight, which in our experience resolve themselves into one. They just sort of come into one. Our Savior here means peace with God, And then peace with our own conscience. And so number one here, peace with God. And it says, for he hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. He hath put away, it says, the wall which separated us from Jehovah, and now we have peace on earth. And that means when sin is put away, God has no cause of warfare against us anymore, because he's at peace with us. Christ Jesus, it says, has put away our sins, so there is peace, not only peace, but peace established between God and our own souls. However, this might exist without us clearly understanding and rejoicing in it. And so we have to be made to understand it. Jesus Christ, therefore, left us peace in our conscience. Well, what does that mean? Peace with God is our treaty, but then we have peace in our conscience, and that is a proof of it when you have peace in your conscience. Some people don't have it. I call it fruit to boot. You know what I mean? I call it evidence experienced. And you know how you have it? You know, a lot of times you have a conscience that will accuse you, and the devil will accuse you through your conscience. And so you have to take the Word of God, those that love my Word will not be offended, and you have to take the Word of God, and you have to talk to your conscience with the Word of God. And when you take the Word of God and you talk to your conscience, and you give your conscience peace, then you're experiencing peace with God through His Word. Have you ever done that? You open up the Bible. God, you just can't get no peace. And you open it up, and there's a scripture. And say, wow, that just hit me just right. And that gives you total peace. The next day you read it, doesn't mean a thing to you. You show somebody, and here I read, and it's like, well, that don't mean nothing now. Yeah, it's a peace that you needed right then and there, and that peace only comes from God. You can't get it from a mate. You can't get it from a friend. You can't get it from anybody. You can run all over. Will you give me peace? Will you give me peace? How about you? Can you get? They can't give it to you. Only Jesus Christ can bring you peace. And where does it come through? A lot of times comes right down through your conscience. See, peace with God is the fountain, and peace with your conscience is the crystal clear stream that issues from it. That's the result of having peace. It issues forth. Now you can tell somebody's at peace. You ever seen somebody that isn't at peace? I mean, they're not at peace. Man, they're nervous. Did you get that done? Did you get this done? Did you get that done? Did you get this done? Did you get that done? Did you get this done? Oh, answer me. Did you get this done? Did you get that done? Huh? No peace. Now, a person at peace will come up and they'll ask you the same questions, but they're at peace. Did you get that done? No, it doesn't seem like, well, let me give you a hand. Let me help you. What seems to be the problem? And they radiate peace. You ever been around somebody that radiates peace? Well, there's people that radiate war, too. You can feel the vibrations coming off. It's like, you know, big guns raise up. And they zero in on you, and they start firing, see. But there are people that radiate peace. Might be some old lady, 90 years old. Might be a little kid. Might be a dog. Might be something. But I'll tell you one thing, they radiate peace. Isn't that good? When somebody comes in, then they radiate peace. And there are people are all upset all over. And then a certain person comes in that God has chosen, or God has brought that person in for that particular thing, and they radiate peace. And the arguing stops, and the bickering stops, and all the contention stops, and all the warfare stops, and there's just peace in there. You know why they don't argue anymore? Because they aren't going to argue with peace. It is a peace that passes all understanding and stops every argument. You walk in with that spirit on yourself, and all of a sudden you're radiating the peace of God. You're radiating Jesus Christ. And that's the peace that passes all understanding. And that's what the world reaches, and that's what people need right now is peace. Hey, you take a look at the world right now. It says they're going to cry out for peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. There ain't going to be no peace. Ireland's going to get worse. Gaddafi's going to go crazy. We're going to go crazy. Russia's going to go crazy. And that's part of God's plan. Don't worry about it. Have peace in it! Talked to a woman. She says they were going to go somewhere. They were going to go to Israel. Or they go to. Oh, no, we won't go there now. We're going to Honolulu now. Well, I said, well, they hijack planes in Honolulu too, you know. No, I says, I'm not afraid. God has given me peace. He says, he'll be with me wherever I go. I said, well, that means he'll be with you in prison too. Yeah. That means they'll be with you when they hijack you. I mean, you just can't go someplace to get your peace. I'm going to go to Honolulu because it'll be peaceful there. I go over there, it'll be warring over there. No, you have a peace with you, God with you, that brings you peace. Are you hearing this? But how can you rejoice in it if you don't know what it's all about? How can you rejoice in this thing? How can you have peace with God? Peace has been declared in the court, let's say, of divine justice. And as soon as we receive the good news, peace enters into the minor court of the human judgment, enters into our minds, and now we have peace. But you got to understand it first, and you got to receive it. And that's where people fail. They don't allow Jesus Christ to work in them. They judge themselves, and that's where they fail. Don't judge yourself, because you judge yourself with no mercy, you judge yourself with no love, you judge yourself with no forgiveness. I'll say you've been a total stinker for 2 weeks, and then you fall into judging yourself. Well, I have no mercy on myself, I have no love for myself, I have no forgiveness for myself. And you know what happens? You lose your peace. How many have lost their peace lately? All of you have. You know why? Because you try to work it out yourself. You try to work it out yourself, and then you fail, and then you start to judge yourself, and then you judge yourself with no mercy, no forgiveness, and no love. And then you become self-conscious instead of God-conscious, and now you got yourself introverted into yourself, and you're thinking all about yourself and what a crumb bum you are. And you just go on judging yourself. And you know, and I've said this many times. God does not allow man to see how totally depraved he really is. God first gives us the remedy, Jesus Christ. He says, here's the remedy, and now I'm going to reveal you to you. Here's the remedy, total love, total forgiveness, life everlasting. And then slowly, after you have the remedy, he starts revealing you to you. Shocker. But you have the remedy. You have the remedy before the revealing. You know, one day of sins that we unconsciously, do would be enough to send us all to hell. Sins, I'm talking about omissions. Things we should have done and ought to have done, but never did. Like putting off changing. That's sin. Like putting off forgiving. Now, you just do that. You don't even think about it. You don't think of it as sin. You just don't do it. Oh, you put off forgiving. You put off helping somebody. Like not repenting when God convicts you. Like bearing false witness probably lying about somebody, by telling a half a truth, by saying nothing to discourage gossip about somebody. That's all sin. By causing divisions. I mean, 1 hour of examination of every thought, every hidden thought, even from ourselves, every hidden desire, every weird hang-up. Oh, I don't have no weird hang-ups. Oh, yes, you do. Say amen, somebody. If it weren't for the blood of Jesus Christ, everybody would go to hell. Now, all right. Now, that should bring you peace. Now, did you hear what I just said there? If every thought, if every intent, if every weird hang-up, if every desire of every sin you commit by not even thinking about it, gossip, causing division, evil questioning, and all these things were put against you, you'd all go to hell. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, and your conscience, it says, is washed by the water of the Word, perfect peace from the Word, and the blood has cleansed you and made you righteous, that is the only thing that'll give you peace.